Friday, 11th of July. I thought I'd have a proper job by the age of 24, but then I used to think a proper job was working in an estate agent. I used to walk down Bermondsey Street and peer through their windows, my mouth watering at the vision of efficiency. And when I got to our shop, my heart would sink. It would sink down the leg of my jeans and roll out the bottom onto a pile of miscellaneous scraps of screws, washers, chipped crystal, brass nuts, ripped price labels, and crumbs of old donut. Usually at my lowest point, a customer would come in and beckon me with a click of their teeth and then haggle over a £2 picture frame. Eventually, I did get a proper job in an estate agent's, a really posh one too, in Westminster. But by then, it was someone else's idea of a dream, not mine. For me, it's all about the money, the boss told me early on. Oh, I said, and realised I was in the wrong job. When I walked down Bermondsey Street this morning, I looked through their windows with a sense of relief at being on the outside. It wasn't even 8 o'clock, and the agents were all in meetings. A woman sucking on her styrofoam coffee cup stared back at me. I enjoyed the thought that she envied my casual apparel and the jolly swing of my ladder. And I was soon up it, undressing a huge chandelier coated in dust. It was the only dusty item in our client's immaculate apartment, and what a delicious apartment it was. This was my future flat. If my phone hadn't been at the bottom of the ladder, I would have shared this thought with my date. I would have taken a photo and showed him to see if his reaction matched mine. And perhaps I would have scared him and he would have stopped calling. Cleaning chandeliers provides a lot of time for reflection. Cleaning chandeliers is a slow business. At 5:30, we headed back on the road with our ladder and bags of clean crystal. About the same time, Papa got lost on his way back from the dentist and called Mum. I already gave you directions, she said. But getting lost on the way back from the dentist is Papa's ritual. It's because he thinks a lot when he drives and doesn't notice signs. He thinks about deep things like levels of consciousness, life after death, programs for happiness, energy particles, and sometimes not such deep things like the permutations of the quiniela, Spanish football pools, or the quantity of sugar in an oat cake. Then again, maybe he's just not very good at directions. Anyway, the sun was shining and I was feeling happy. You turned left when I said right, Mum cried, halting abruptly and nearly banging the ladder into a parked BMW. This is the life, I thought.
Give me a book, I've run out.
This is the life, I thought. Same happened. It's not my fault you got flashed. She was starting to get a bit loud, but still, it was much better than working in an office. Well, you're going to get a fine. City workers were charging towards us in a pallet of greys and greys. I thought they looked like the unlucky plant in the photosynthesis experiment that got shoved in the airing cupboard. My bag of crystal was getting quite heavy, and with all the precarious swinging of the ladder and yelling down the phone, we were probably starting to look like a pair of clowns. And then, just as the suited entrepreneurial bunch with their gleaming cufflinks were upon us, Mum did the unthinkable. She stepped in dog poo. Instead of being discreet about it and waiting for a quiet grassy corner to remove said excrement, she decided to vent her frustration at my lost dad. I don't know if it's right or left. I'm walking down the street with a ladder and a bag of crystal and I've just stepped in dog poo. It pretty much went downhill from there. I sat on the curb while Mum ran around in the nearby park with a mad look in her eye and one bare foot looking for the perfect pointed stick. The inevitable local inebriate staggered towards us. Oh God, I thought he would go. He pointed at Mum. Here, I know you, he cried. You're that Jermaine Greer woman. That cracked us both up. And I suppose it wasn't so bad. The sun was shining, the sky was blue, and as soon as the dog poo was back on the ground, we were off again.